Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will hear conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. You will only hear the conversations one time, and they will not be printed in your test book. Choose the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I reserved a seminar room for your lecture next month. It's on Beacon Avenue, right across from the National Museum.
Thanks. I'm looking for a restaurant to hold a party in after the lecture. Do you know of any good places near there? I'll have 30 participants, but I'm afraid there might not be anything available for a group that size.
How about the Mexican restaurant right next door? I went there last week and it was pretty spacious. Let me give you their phone number by email.
Number 32. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 33. What is the man concerned about? Number 34. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, it's Tony Hartley in room 793. I checked in about an hour ago. Anyway, I just noticed that there are no towels in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. I'll have someone deliver a set to your room right away. Was there anything else?
No, that's all. I'm very happy with the room. The views are excellent.
Yes, they are. On a clear day, you can see all the way to Downton Island. There is a beautiful color map of the bay next to the television set in your room. Please take a look if you're interested.
Number 35. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 36. What does the man require? Number 37. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I'm calling about a shipment of floor tiles that arrived today. Some of them were broken when they got here. I'd like to get a refund for that portion.
Generally, we only send replacements when breakages occur. How many tiles were broken?
We ordered extra, so we don't require a replacement.
I see. I haven't charged you for this order yet. If you can let me know how many boxes were damaged, I'll recalculate the total before I send you the bill.
Number 38. Why is the woman calling? Number 39. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 40. What does the man say he will send the woman? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I've received some information about a convention in London next month. I can't go, but maybe you're interested.
What's it about? I'd like to go if the event is on marketing.
Oh, sorry. I should have mentioned that. Yes, it's a sales and marketing event.
Does it say who'll be presenting?
Let's see. I have the invitation here. Keynote speaker. Jack Holland. I've never heard of him.
He's a professor at Gregory University. I took one of his courses years ago. He's very interesting, so I think I might go.
Number 41. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 42. What does the man mean when he says,
"Let's see"?
Number 43. Who is Jack Holland? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm interested in one of the paintings in the gallery. Can you tell me how much it is?
Certainly. Which one?
That one in the corner. The artist's name is Arna Bartz.
Oh, yes. A lot of people have been asking about that. She was featured in a documentary recently and has become rather famous. The price is quite high, I'm afraid. It's $13,000.
I think I'll pass. Unfortunately, it's out of my price range.
Quite understandable. Shall I ask Ms. Bartz if she could negotiate on the price?
I don't think she'll reduce it to the price I want to pay. I'll have a look at some of the others.
Number 44. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 45. What did Ms. Bartz recently do? Number 46. What does the woman mean when she says,
I think I'll pass.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I'd like to set up a mobile phone account with your company.
Great. We have a lot of excellent plans to choose from. Will you also buy a phone from us?
Yes, but will I be able to use it by this afternoon? I need to get in touch with some clients about my travel arrangements.
Certainly. You can select a model now. Once we've completed the paperwork, you'll be able to use it. Do you have any photo identification with you? A driver's license or something? Number 47. What does the woman want to do? Number 48. What does the woman say she will do this afternoon? Number 49. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Phillips, can I have a word with you? Apparently, there's some new wallpaper being advertised on television. It's called anti-stain. Customers have been asking about it all week. If we had it in stock, maybe they'd buy glue, brushes, and all the other items at the same time. We might be losing a lot of business.
Can you find out what company makes the product? I'll talk to Mr. Rodriguez about ordering some.
Mr. Rodriguez? Does he work at headquarters?
Yes, he buys all the stock for the stores in our chain.
Number 50. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 51. What does the man imply when he says,
Customers have been asking about it all week.
Number 52. Who most likely is Mr. Rodriguez? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I'm really happy about the new website. Making our instruction manuals available online is going to save a lot of trouble for users.
And us, too. Most people don't like reading the instructions, so I think adding extra graphics was a good idea. The search function is really fast, but the links in the documents are not working for me.
The web designers mentioned that issue in the meeting. Apparently, they don't work with some software. If you install a more modern browser on your computer, that problem should be resolved.
Number 53. What does the man like about the manuals? Number 54. What problem does the man mention? Number 55. What does the woman recommend? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm going shopping for some stationery. Do you need anything?
Are you heading to that office supply store?
Yeah, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, you mean the store just down the street? I'll come with you then. I need a calendar and some pens, but I want to choose them myself.
Could you get me some staples and paper clips while you're there?
Is that all you need?
That's about it. I buy most things online.
Okay, we'll be back soon.
Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. What do the men imply about the store? Number 58. According to the woman, where does she make most of her purchases? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, it's Madeline Day from Starfield Promotions. I'm planning a publicity campaign for the Gladstone Art Festival, and I'm looking for a printer who can supply a very large quantity of posters. We need them this week. Do you handle that kind of work?
We take jobs of almost any size. We can do as many as 10,000 by Friday.
I see. We probably won't need that many. Maybe just 2,000 or 3,000. I can't be sure until I know the exact budget we will be given.
Okay. Well, thanks for considering us for the job. You can check out our price list on the website. We offer big discounts for bulk orders.
Number 59. Why is the woman calling? Number 60. How many posters does the man say he can supply? Number 61. What does the woman imply about her campaign? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, I'm looking for somewhere to live in Greenhaven. I just got hired at a local company and I start work from July 1st.
We don't have many properties available right in Greenhaven at the moment.
I ride a bicycle to work, so Greenhaven is the only option.
I see. How big?
I only need one bedroom. It's just for me. I'd like to check it out today if possible.
Here's the list. Well, this loft apartment is nice.
No, I'd rather not. Lofts are too cold in the winter, and May Drive is a bit far from my new workplace.
Well then, there is another one that suits your request. We have the keys, so we can go there right now.
Number 62. Why does the woman need to move? Number 63. How does the woman say she will get to work? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which address will the woman most likely visit? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hi, I've got a delivery here for Mr. Everson.
Sure, his office is down the hall on the right, next to the vending machine. Oh, but come to think of it, he's away on business, so his office will be locked. How many boxes do you have?
Just these three.
Okay, then. Let's put them in the storeroom. It's right in front of you, next to the kitchen, you can see.
Got it. Would you mind signing this for me first?
Sure thing. Number 65. What does the man say about Mr. Everson? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where will the woman most likely leave the boxes? Number 67. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Good afternoon. You certainly have a lot of items in your basket.
Yes, I'm taking advantage of the sale. The weather is getting colder, and I need some sweaters and warm shirts.
It certainly is. We have some really nice jackets and coats in stock now, too. How will you be paying?
With cash. Is this discount coupon still valid?
Yes, it is. Let me see how many items you have here. Okay, that's 6. I'll apply the discount to the total.
Thanks. Can I get a free ticket for the parking garage as well?
Sure. I'll give it to you with your receipt.
Number 68. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What discount will the man most likely receive? Number 70. What does the man ask for?